You're listening to Talk with Audrey. Welcome back. In the midst of the current social unrest and global pandemic, the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority registered countless voters for this year's election. The organization is celebrating its Founders Day, marking 98 years of dedication to sisterhood, scholarship, and service. Joining me now, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority International Grand Bachelors, Rashida Liberty. And we're going to talk about the 98-year anniversary of the sorority and how it was instrumental in mobilizing women in this year's election. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about the history of Sigma Gamma Rho.
Yeah, we were founded in 1922 on the campus of Butler University by seven trailblazing educators. Of course, that was Indianapolis, Indiana, at a very interesting time in our U.S. history in the 1920s. We have since grown out of Indianapolis, Indiana, meaning that chapter will always be our home place, but we've expanded to be 500 chapters, 100,000 members, and we are worldwide, stretching all the way to Germany, United Arab Emirates, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and several other global entities.
You also have a number of distinguished trailblazers who were members of Sigma Gamma Rho. Could you tell us a little about them?
Yeah, one that is very world-renowned is Hattie McDaniel, who was definitely a famous actress and a trailblazing actress as well. We like to tout ourselves as an organization of first. She was one of the first in Black Hollywood to make a statement. We also had several members of who have been first in their own rights in their field, such as MC Light, Grammy Award-winning DJ Kelly Price. We've had the first woman of color Olympian in USA Swimming, Marissa McClendon. We have also had the fastest woman in the world of track, Carmelita Jeter. So we have many firsts. Donna Arender, the first female CEO of the WNBA. So we've had quite a few notable members across the globe that represent several different disciplines.
Indeed you have. Wow. When I saw Hattie McDaniel, I was like, wow, that's just pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Just in terms of history, when you think that far back. Amazing. So I know that the sorority has a mission and is also very involved in community efforts across the world throughout its membership. Can you tell us a little about some of the things that they've done in the community to help?
We have a great partnership with USA Swimming. Of course, they are the officials for all USA Swimming events and the certifying Olympians. Our Swim 1922 event is focused on making sure that children and underserved communities receive the proper lessons in water safety. And so we're all about making sure that those children don't die at a disproportionate rate, and we set them up for success when they do go into the water. It is the only sport that can save your life. And so we do have quite a few Olympians that are part of our membership and a part of swimming that we do focus on in Swim 1922. We also have a partnership with Sisters Network, Inc., which is focused on providing free mammograms to low and underserved communities. Women who don't necessarily go to the doctor on a regular basis may not have the means to. We want to make sure that they do get their mammogram because we know that early detection saves lives. We have a youth symposium event the second week of March across the country that is focused on empowering youth in different aspects, right? And how to handle police interaction, how to handle making sure that you have great study skills, making sure that we talk about our children maybe on the mental health aspect, make sure that they have the proper support and resources and know how to reach out. We have several programs that really are geared towards the women's wellness initiatives as well as youth empowerment in everything that they do.
And this year, let's talk about that voter engagement forum and getting out the vote that was so important to electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we had a very focused effort around social action. Coming into this role, I hit the ground running with those actions. We signed our initial agreement, I think within a week of me becoming the 25th International Grand Bachelor, signed a commitment with When We All Vote, which was Michelle Obama's initiative that was really focused on just getting people out to vote, getting them registered to vote. Just getting registered, that's and getting educated on how you get registered and making sure you are at least a part of the game. We then switched gears and partnered with Oprah Winfrey's own network as well as her Own Your Vote initiative. And that was really focused then on education and voter engagement. And we focused on the key battleground states and registering 22,000 voters in each of those states as an organization. And we made huge headway in the city of Milwaukee with the Gamma Pi Sigma chapter, Alpha Eta Sigma chapter, Philly, as well as Detroit Rho Sigma chapter, and of course our five large chapters down in the Atlanta area, which really made a statement with ensuring that women of color were engaged in this voting process.
Yes, and we all thank you for that. Oh my goodness. Getting out that vote was so crucial to winning this year's election. So you guys are going to celebrate this month. And what are your goals for the future? And how are you going to celebrate the legacy of Sigma Gamma Rho?
Yeah, we look at Founders Day as just a remarkable time to reflect on what our founders wanted us to do. And we know, once again, that women's empowerment was so important. It's great to celebrate our Founders Day, but we're celebrating the service, because without the service, we know that we are nothing, right? We're just a group of women. And so we are focused on really heading towards our centennial celebration with making sure that we dedicate 1 million service hours to the community globally, as well as making sure that we donate $1 million towards charities that really help support us. So we are great partners with St. Jude, March of Dimes, Sisters Network, Inc., and we have several new partners that are coming on with us to make sure that they're a part of that celebration of service as we go towards our centennial and shift beyond Founders Day. We will continue to serve safely during COVID, but we will continue to make an impact during this time when our communities need us the most.
Congratulations, and I thank you on behalf of a grateful nation for getting out the vote and having your members involved in wonderful community efforts. My guest has been Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority International Grand Bachelors and President Rashida Liberty. And we've been talking about the history of the sorority and how it was instrumental in mobilizing women in this year's election. For more information, where can we go?
You can go to www.sgrow1922.org. You can also follow us on all social media handles. We are at SG Rho Updates on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, Sigma Gamma Rho, our official site, can be found as well on other social media platforms. But we are very excited to welcome people to be a part of our great work. Whether you want to be a volunteer, whether you want to be a member, we're always approaching everyone with open arms to be a part of this process.
Wonderful. And we'll look forward to seeing your continued good works. And of course, thank the membership for all that they've done. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure.